This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 Friday Night Frequency R&B Hip Hop Special Club Thumping with special guest DJ Mafia. Hello!
G'day!
What's cracking?
Oh, so much cracker like in my knee, for one.
I had a whole list of sayings to greet you with, like, for she's all my nizzle. Yeah. But for she's all my nizzle, I found out recently means for sure my dude.
Well, you know what? I can be a dude. That's all right. Dude's a camel's dick, right? So I've been called worse, I'm sure.
For she's all my nizzle, I thought it was actually something you say during foreplay.
I thought it was, yo, for sure. I don't know. It's one of these things where we pick up from American culture and we don't really know what it means, but we'll say it anyway to sound cool, like most of the things I say. No, I don't know. I think it's funny because when I was younger, I really thought I was black. And it wasn't until I went to London and lived amongst the African Americans. Well, they weren't African Americans. They were Jamaican Londoners. I realized that I was as white as a piece of rice. I was so white. And I used to try and talk black. And then my friend who was with me would just cower in shame and be like, you shut up. You can't do that around here. And I, you know, had the cornrows and I had the swagger. And I kind of woke up to myself and realized, I'm not black.
How to make friends 101, DJ Mafia style.
Don't pretend to be black, yo. Yo.
I was going to ask you, DJ Mafia, what made you become a DJ?
I don't know. I think I've always kind of loved music, but I'm first and foremost an actor, and I came to Melbourne to study at VCA.
Wow.
As an actor, so that'd be the showgirl in me. So I've always loved being the centre of attention. I said from 5 I wanted to be a stripper, which was kind of a family fun thing for everyone to ask. What does want to be when she grows up? A stripper.
Is that your real name?
Can you edit that?
Yeah.
No one's not. So, yeah, so I came to VCA to be an actor and did that for probably a good 10 years or so. I mean, I've been acting since I was 11. And I got over it. I went overseas and, you know, got out of the scene. And, you know, it's a tight-knit group, and if you don't know the people and you stay on top of it, then it's really hard to get work. And I wasn't really great at networking myself. So then I just started playing music. And I think it's one of those things like sneaker collecting, which I got into as well. The boys were doing it. I wanted to do it too. Because I grew up with two older brothers, and I adored them, but at the same time hated them, and because they used to give me so much grief. So I think it was that thing of wanting to do what I wasn't allowed to because I was a girl. Started getting into sneakers, and then a friend of mine started DJing, playing records, and then I was like, I want to do that too. So I started, and then we kind of, you know, battled, and then I got really competitive about it, and then I started playing out, and he kind of just stopped, and I haven't seen him for a while now, but I've just went off with it. I don't know, I just started.
And tell me how the name DJ Mafia was born.
Oh, it's hilarious. Hilarious, I tell you. I used to work in a CD store, great secondhand CD store all around Melbourne, and I'd bought off of a crack dealer, and we buy in good faith, and they were stolen goods. And so I had to put in a police report, and the policeman, God bless his soul, had rung me, and obviously with my writing, he couldn't read my name, which is quite easy. And he rang and said, can I please speak to Mafia? And I lost it. I was like, could you mean my real name?
Yeah.
And he's like, so I said, could you mean, you know, whatever. And he goes, oh, I thought your mum would have never sent the email to call you Mafia. That's funny. And, you know, whatever. But then he came in 10 minutes later to actually take this written report from me face to face and came in and said, could I please speak to Mafia in the straightest face? And I just went, you're an idiot. I love you. And I said, you've actually given me a really good idea because I always wanted a name that wasn't indicative of my gender. So I wanted the music to speak for itself. And then, you know, it was weird because everyone started calling me Mafia and I'd be like, it's not my name. Yeah. And now it's totally the other way around.
Mafia has no cultural references on you, does it?
Well, no, this is the thing because everyone then would say, so are you Italian? I'm like, no, I'm Greek. We're worse. The Greek Mafia, we kill you. And then we eat you. Oh. roast you on a spit.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. If you haven't joined our Facebook group yet, while you're online, why don't you? Join the Hump Day Crew Facebook group. It's what all the cool kids are doing. Now back to our podcast. We'll catch you next Wednesday.
I've been able to meet I've supported some really good acts, you know. Played at a party for Snoop Dogg, which was just crazy.
You played with Snoop Dogg?
Well, let's say with him, but I was at the party. He was there.
Is he as gaunt as he looks?
He's really tall and really skinny and looks like a rat and stinks like marijuana. And this was at Revolver at a sunglasses party. And I think they'd spent most of their budget on making a special appearance for him to come. And he eventually came really late at night and with a waft of marijuana just following him. That was awesome.
Oh, he's exactly what I thought he would be.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, with all the blonde girls all around him. Whatever.
So did you meet him?
No, I said, hey, what's up?
Yeah, well, you could smell
him. Shizzle my nizzle. My dude, my camel dick. Yeah.
Well, one particular thing I've noticed about the gay scene, too, is over the past 5 years since I've been going on the gay scene, started off being predominantly house and commercial house in the top 40, but R&B has had, like, a bit of a niche coming in, but I've noticed over the past couple of years, it's really picked up R&B hip-hop.
Yeah, well, I think when I went away in 2003 to London, that's when I really started getting heavy into my DJing, because over there it's a vinyl buying market and there's so much vinyl to buy. So I was buying it all, had nowhere to play. So when I came back, there was like a lot of... Before I'd left, there was like not one place that was playing hip-hop. And I came back and all of a sudden there was hip-hop around. That was when Murder, Inc. was in, like, you know, Ja Rule and Ashanti. So that real kind of poppy hip-hop started coming in. And then, you know, so when I got back to Melbourne, there was a few places to play out. But now it's just... You know, there's so many joints. As I said, no one in the gay scene was doing it, you know, and we found that niche market. And for those girls that love it, we're happy to cater to them.
I know R&B is sort of becoming a lot more poppy these days. Mm. Why do you think that is?
Probably because, like myself, with my DJing, I started really underground, and where the money is at is commercial, you know, and that's, it's not about me for the money. It's more about getting people to dance. So it's very easy to... get locked into playing songs that trigger emotion and memory in people.
Yeah.
And that will only happen with stuff that people know. And I'm in the mindset now that I'll play it if I know that they can sing along to it and dance to it. It doesn't, you know, I don't care about that. What I care about is people having a great night and just going home with a massive smile on their face and just like having a heart attack from dancing too much.
R&B. Yep. Now, can you define, R&B is sort of becoming a lot more poppy these days. Mm. Why do you think that is?
Probably because, like myself, with my DJing, I started really underground, and where the money is at is commercial, you know, and it's not about me for the money. It's more about getting people to dance. So it's very easy to, get locked into playing songs that trigger emotion and memory in people.
Yeah.
And that will only happen with stuff that people know. And I'm in the mindset now that I'll play it if I know that they can sing along to it and dance to it. I don't give a shit if it's not cool. I don't care, you know, because I'm cool enough to not know I'm cool, whatever. It doesn't, you know, I don't care about that. What I care about is people having a great night and just going home with a massive smile on their face and just, like, having a heart attack from dancing too much, you know, because that's what it's about, you know, and it's a really hard time at the moment. Everyone's just, you know, we want people to party. We don't want people stressing out coming to a club and feeling like they're going to get in a fight, or, you know, the music's making them angry or whatever, because that happens.
So. Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.